K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How's you going, Woody?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, what's going on in your world?
So I'm calling y'all because I was wondering if y'all could help me out. So,
well, if you want money, we're not the right people to talk to.
No way.
No. I'm calling to get on a second date.
Oh, we're not very good at that either.
No, but we can at least try
well,
with
listen,
this. We can't try with money.
What happened, Kev?
Okay, so a friend of mine who teaches hooked me up with someone who he teaches with at the same school. Really, really great girl, and we had been talking for about a week, and I could tell that she was really excited to see the Barbie movie, just like everybody else.
Hold on. You were going to see the Barbie movie?
Yeah.
Major points.
What a gentleman.
Good job, Kevin.
How was it?
Honestly, I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Okay.
You know, it was fine, I guess. Thing is, it was just super packed, and everybody was wearing all the Barbie paint. And it just had to be a bit much. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that culturally significant. But there we are. We met at the movies. We saw it, and I guess it wasn't that bad. You know, after the movie, we were both hungry, so we went to Waffle House. But the strangest thing happened. Like, while we were eating, she decided to leave before we were even finished our meal.
Huh.
And I have no idea why.
Did she get sick or something?
I mean, maybe. She just got up and she left, and I didn't hear from her since.
What is her name?
It's Mallory.
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 You know what we gotta do?
Mysterious Mallory.
Let's give her a call, Woody.
Alright, give us about 10 minutes, Kevin, and we'll call her up, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Kevin, you guys said you're eating at Waffle House, and she just left with no explanation?
Yeah, I mean, just really no explanation. I mean, there was a point where I got slightly distracted by something that was happening in the Waffle House, but, you know, she just got up and left.
That is so weird. We got to call her. You want to?
Let's figure it out, Nancy.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Mallory?
This is she. Who is this?
This is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. I'm now confused. What's going on?
We just want to know how you like the Barbie movie.
Excuse me?
The Barbie movie. You went to the green, right?
I did see the Barbie movie. Yeah, I thought the movie was great. What's this for?
Well, then we hear you went to Waffle House after the movie as well.
You know what, Woody? She doesn't know what this is.
Uh-uh.
You have to tell her.
All right. What we do here, Mallory, it's called Second Date Update, where two people go out on a date. One person has fun. The other one doesn't. So that person gives us a call to see if we can't get you guys to go back out again.
Makes sense?
Yes and no. I'm assuming this is for Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called us.
Yeah. He said you had to leave or something, and since then, nothing.
Without an explanation,
yeah.
Too.
Were you okay?
Yeah, I'm great, and I'm not interested in a second date, so I'm all set. Thank you.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Hang on.
The way it works is, you know, I mean, he called in, so we have to kind of, like, get some closure for him, I guess, and see if maybe we can help fix what happened. Right, Woody?
Yeah, so spill it.
Well, I'm assuming he left out the most important part of the story of our date, which is why you're confused. Because if he told you what happened, it would be pretty clear.
So tell us.
It's your turn.
Okay. Yes, we went to see the Barbie movie. I loved it. I thought it was really sweet that he wanted to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, it was really late, but we were. So we went to Waffle House, where he showed his true colors. And it was, like, kind of scary.
Do tell. What happened? What do you mean?
So he ordered his eggs sunny side up. Okay.
Yeah.
And the waitress brought him scrambled eggs instead, which, like, not a big deal, right? Wrong. He got so mad, okay, and was like, I ordered sunny side up eggs. What is this? And, like, started shouting at her, decided to get up, got behind the counter.
What?
I wish I was exaggerating. He's, like, shouting, and he's like, I'm going to make my own an egg. And he goes behind the counter. Literally, I saw him shove, not like crazy hard, but shove one of the cooks out of the way and start cracking his own eggs and cooking them.
Can I ask you, how crowded was it? Were there a lot of people there while this was going on?
I mean, honestly, it wasn't as crowded as, I mean, because it was pretty late, so yeah. It wasn't that crowded, but there was enough people that this was a scene. Oh. And at 1.2, because he's acting like this is the end of the world, that they messed up his order, and as he was cooking his own
eggs.
I'm like so terrified that a fight's gonna break out because he literally shoved someone, is like going behind the counter at a restaurant. And so I went home. I snuck out of there. I left like $10 on the counter and then I just walked out. I was like, this guy is scary.
So you left him in the middle of cooking. Right?
Back behind the counter.
Yes. Okay.
Of course I did. Excuse, but you got it wrong. I left him in the middle of cooking his f***ing eggs.
F***ing eggs.
God just wanted some f***ing eggs,
wow.
Nancy.
Wow. Wow.
How hard is it for a Waffle House to cook f***ing eggs?
There's the f***ing eggs. Right there, everybody.
Like, it's ridiculous. I used to be a short order cook. It's not that hard. I used to do it.
Yeah. So, okay. The fact that you, I'm sorry. I just have to say, the fact that you still don't see what's wrong with this and that you clearly have an issue with, like, anger and your temper and, like, I could never be with someone who would act that way. I just, all of this, everyone should just know, no second date. I'm not interested. Please, please, Kevin, don't call me. Don't, just, no.
It makes our job kind of easy.
Not that much of a hothead. If you know how to cook f***ing eggs, then we don't have a problem.
So, I got to know the ending on this a little bit. Did you get your eggs the way you wanted them? And then what did you do, Kevin?
I enjoyed my f***ing eggs.
Well, Nancy, I guess we have to make the offer, even though Mallory just told us.
Poor
no.
Mal. I mean, okay. Well, I guess, you know what we can do here at K99.1 FM, since we've heard your story, we can send you back out on a second date, and we'll pay for everything, right?
Yeah, we'll set you up with the limo. We'll set you up with a $150 gift card. You guys just both have to say yes right now.
No.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.